Buzzcast.
All right, welcome to Buzzcast number 6, leading up to the Professional Developers Conference in Los Angeles, California, September the 13th through the 16th. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and today on the line we have Stuart Solarier, who's the INETA liaison and in charge of coordinating the Birds of a Feather sessions. So, hello, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Great.
So, can you give me a little bit of a background as to who you are and how did you get connected up being involved in doing something for PDC?
Oh, sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm the INETA user group liaison. That's for the PacWest region, and I've been involved in user groups around .NET for about 3 years or so, and got recruited from some other stuff that I'd done, got recruited to help lead the Birds of a Feather sessions that they've been doing. My first one off was this past TechEd in Orlando, and I'm really excited about doing Birds of Feathers for PDC because they're such different conferences. For people who aren't familiar, Birds of a Feather, those are open moderated discussions, so when you've had too much presentation and slides and PowerPoint and lectures and panels, and you just want to sit down and discuss technical things with all your friends, like-minded friends who want to, you know, who are passionate about this sort of thing, Birds of a Feather is the ideal thing. It's a one-hour moderated discussion, it's all community-driven. So this is one part of the PDC where the community gets to propose the content, gets to vote for what content they want to see. They get a volunteer to help produce it, and of course, attend it. So this is totally off the agenda of any particular, what this year's PDC is all about. So you're going to find a lot of sessions that pertain directly to material that's in the PDC. Some stuff, the technology that we're working with all the time that we just feel passionate about and want to find other people of a similar interest and share ideas, bring up problems, meet new people. Let's see, this year the Birds of Feather sessions are going to be Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night at the conference. So Monday is part of the 2-day pre-conference that we're doing at the PDC, and Tuesday and Thursday evening. So it's three evenings that we've got activities. That creates 7 different time slots that you might be able to go to different Birds of a Feather sessions.
Sounds great. Where are the Birds of a Feather session going to be held within the PDC venue?
They're on the second floor, up from the elevators. There's a big internet alley there. And these are the rooms that are used during during the breakout sessions for overflow sessions. So we'll have, nice rooms to be having it in. We'll be able to be heard, have a sound system. And importantly, there is no there's no projector. This isn't about slides. This isn't about, sharing how to run the app. This is about actually facing the other person and talking. So they're nice rooms. I'm really looking forward to that. You will find a table at the Internet Alley for INETA and Birds of a Feather during the conference. So the full session information and any handouts will be there as well.
Sounds great. Can you give me an idea of some of the different kind of topic areas that people might find at a Birds of a Feather session?
Sure. I think the majority of them obviously are technical, and given PDC, a lot of people are more forward-looking, thinking about the technologies that are in the process now, so things like Indigo and Avalon, things like WIDB and UConn. Really, there's no topic that's out of bounds. So things that drag in questions of interoperability, questions of working with other systems. The other big division that's there is you find a set of sessions that are around community, how to form user groups, how to have other events. People are doing things like mini conferences, code camps, other things that are bringing software developers together to work. And so there's a number of sessions that that are planned around helping build that community.
That sounds great. In a typical BOF session, how many people show up?
You know, that's that's impossible to predict. I'd say, you know, if the Tech Ed was any indication, we had a couple of sessions that were, you know, capacity about 150, 200 people. There were sessions that were down like five or six, and they were having that important conversation, you know. Those people would have never found each other if it weren't for the Birds of a Feather session to give you a place to rally and say, I know that there are, you know, a couple of other people who share my interest in this thing. I like to, even though, you know, I think it's important to look at the metrics of who's coming and what drives them there, I also think beyond numbers, it's really important to look at the quality of the experience. In fact, I was listening to Buzzcast number 2, where Jeremy Masner was talking about the conference, the conversation that happens on the bus back to the hotel can sometimes be the most valuable part. And you can think of Birds of a Feather somehow as the enabler of a one-hour version of that conversation where you really get to sit down and drill in with people. I also think, you know, you go to a presentation and, like, right after they're done, there's that big clutch of people right up at the front that want to ask questions, and there's never enough time, and you got to clear out. Well, we're taking that quality of experience and doing that over a one-hour period. So, you know, expect your fellow developers, expect program managers and developer evangelists from Microsoft who want to hear part of that conversation and understand what the community is involved in. So you know, I get away from counting actual numbers, but I would say at TechEd we had over 1,700 people participate in the BOF there, and I'm my crystal ball says we should be getting some big numbers for PDC as well, because there's a lot to talk about.
That's certainly true. That sounds great. Do you have any particular favorite BOF session that you personally aren't going to miss this time?
Hey, there was one proposal that just came in today about Mort's perspective on new technology, and I was just such a different kind of approach to a topic. I'm really interested in that.
All right, well, that sounds great. So, how will people find out what BOFs are going to be available?
Well, actually, let me back you up once. How are people going to propose BOFs? Because obviously we need the community to come forward and say, here's something I'm interested in, I'm willing to lead that discussion. And if you go to the PDC website, that's msdn.microsoft.com/PDC, and from there, go to the community programs page. Down at the bottom is Birds of a Feather. You'll find a link there to go and propose sessions. The same link will take you to the page where you can go vote for the sessions that you'd like to see, because that's the other part the community gets involved. So, obviously, you know, it takes a community to have these Birds of a Feather sessions, so step right up. If you have problems finding that or you have any questions as well, email us. We're at bof@ineta.org, we're taking proposals for sessions pretty much about a week and a half up to just before PDC. Final selection and scheduling is going to be available online. It'll be on ComNet when you get to the conference, and if you look for the Birds of a Feather table that we spoke of earlier, we'll have the full sessions printed out there. And again, your guide will show you the hours, Monday starting at, I believe, it's 6:30, Tuesday and Thursday starting at 9 o'clock.
All right, that sounds great. So as I mentioned, as we talked earlier, that, you know, the listeners to this Buzzcast are developers that are passionate about PDC.
Mm-hmm.
What about BOFs would either help convince them that they should be at PDC, they shouldn't miss it, or help them convince their management that they should pay for it?
Well, you know, I think that always comes down to to the difference really between a conference and catching up with it on the web. These are opportunities for you to meet and greet, to find people who can really change your thinking. You know, it's amazing the kinds of information that just come up, sometimes anecdotally in a conversation, that just change your world, and you're not going to find that anywhere else. You're not going to be able to, say, replay that conversation. They're not recorded. They're very spontaneous, and that's the part I love, because people get to be real. So, you know, if you're looking at, hey, I can just go watch those presentations, you know, after the PDC up on the web, that's a great thing. But you're missing out on all that interaction, which I think often is the biggest value I take away from conferences.
All right. Well, that sounds tremendous. So can you give the URL again for people to go and suggest and vote and
sure.
so forth for BOSS?
Sure. That's going to the PDC website, which is msdn.microsoft.com/PDC. And from there, go to the Community Programs page. That's just right there on the nav menu on the left. Go to the Community Programs page. Birds of a Feather is down at the bottom of that. And that's where you go to propose a new session or to vote for a session. And, you know, I should say about the proposing, hey, you don't have to be a subject matter expert. You just got to be passionate about what you want to talk about and be willing to lead the discussion. So don't be afraid to give it a shot.
All right. That sounds tremendous. Well, Stuart, thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thank
and
you.
And I will include the link to that community site page on the Channel 9 post where you got this podcast from. And the way to get there for everybody listening is channel9.msdn.com/PDC. And that's it for Buzzcast number 6. We'll see you in Los Angeles.